Harriet Davis was born in the early part of the 20th century in Minnesota. In this week's StoryCorps Northwest, she talks with her friend Terry Kanoki about how she was raised from an early age to be confident and strong.
My family consisted of three older brothers and two younger sisters eventually, but I had no other people to play with, and so I was raised as a boy. The fact of the matter is we went to country school, and the first grade was 13 seats in a row, and there were 12 boys and me. I had to be sure that these boys understood who was boss. And so I fell back on my training as a boxer. My father had been a professional, and we all had our boxing gloves, and I learned to box. I was never to take any guff from anybody. I was never to make any excuses for being small. And so I was to stand up for myself, and I did. In fact, I think I became a little bit combative at times. First, I had to show them that I could defend myself. I could keep my jaw covered and punch them in the diaphragm and or the jaw, either way. And I went to work when I got out of school and training in to Everett, Washington, in the Northwest, which is what I wanted to do.
Did you come out by yourself?
I did. I came out on the train, and that was an experience because when I got on the train, I had a suitcase which contained everything that I owned, and I forked over a Red Cap there and asked him to put it with him on my seat. And so he did. He put it on the right seat on the wrong train, and I didn't know that. So the first thing that struck me was that I'd lost my suitcase. It was not where it was supposed to be. I was dead tired from taking my national board examinations, and I was so broken up by having lost every possession, I just sat there and cried. And when I looked up, I see that there is a whole car full of Marines looking at me. And I had a pillow, and I'd put my face down on the pillow, and then I'd get up, and I look, and then I have to hide again. And next to me sat a lady, the only other woman in the car, and she was a worker at the YWCA. She looked down on me as if I was, you know, something from the underworld here with this red polish. Anyway, the sergeant from the Marine guys came up and said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I lost my suitcase." And so he said, "Come with me." And he took me to the conductor, and we had a little chat about where my suitcase might be. And he said, "It's traveling, no doubt, on the train behind us." So this Marine guy sat with me, and when I did get my suitcase back, and then the point of this whole story is that in the morning he came to get me and take me to the breakfast car, and he said, "You'll never guess what happened last night." He said, "I was checking to see if all my guys were in their bunks, and there was a lady in the bunk with the old sergeant." And that was my YWCA worker. So she lost her moral majority, or whatever they call it.
That was Harriet Davis talking with her friend Terry Kanoki about her early childhood and her journey to the Pacific Northwest. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.